It's 8:56, 71 degrees. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Off to a little bit of a higher start, led by soybeans here this morning with some double-digit gains, building off of Friday's strong close for soybeans, and corn and wheat kind of falling along here this morning. We have these corn at 338 and three quarters. That's up 1 3/4. March corn 349, up 1 3/4. May corn at 356 and a quarter. That's also up 1 3/4. November soybeans 977 and one half. That's up 11 1/2. Jan soybeans 982 and a half, up 11 1/4. March soybeans at 984 and a half. That's up 10 3/4. October bean oil 3270, up 72. December bean oil 3297, up 74. October meal 314.60, up 90 cents. December meal at 313.90, up $1.10. December Chicago wheat at 407 3/4, up 4 1/2. March Chicago wheat 428 1/4, up 3 1/4. December KC wheat 421 1/4, that's up 4 cents. March KC wheat at 437 1/4, up 3 3/4. Livestock trades kind of mixed here this morning. October cattle 107.57, down 30. December cows at 107.70, down 35. September feeders 135.72, that's up 22. October feeders at 132.65, down 30 cents. October hogs 56 even, up 52. December hogs 50.15, that's up 20 cents. Back to the grains, bean prices supported here by a little concern about some harvest delays, especially out west, where it looks like they're going to continue to stay on the wet side here this week. Should see some better harvest progress here in the eastern corn belt. It looks pretty dry and warm here this week, so we could see some beans start to get cut, or at least a few more, and expected some more active corn harvest here as the week goes on. On slate today, of course, export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning. Expected to be another solid week for soybeans, continuing to see some very strong demand at the Gulf. At least on the loading outside for soybeans. Crop progress out this afternoon. Expected ratings to stay somewhat steady, but obviously continue to keep an eye on maturity and also harvest progress. Other than that, fairly quiet day. Just continuing to watch this week, Brian, on what kind of harvest progress we have. And, of course, always have some interest in what yields we're seeing here as the combines get rolling again.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday morning. Temperatures ranging from the low to upper 60s. Quite a range of temperatures so far in the early going. Monticello and Clinton, the cool spots at 61 degrees. The warm spot right now, Gibson City, checking in at 68 degrees with sunshine right now. But we're a couple degrees warmer than that on Friends Plaza in Urbana, where it's 71 degrees right now. We expect sunshine and a high of 86 degrees for the day today. South winds up to 10 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.